The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
At 9:28, Santos O'Gara. Good morning, Santos.
Good morning.
It's good to talk to you again.
I know.
Okay, reminding people, of course, that you were on with us at the end of November, born in Montserrat, living in Donnycarney. You had a debt of €15,000 plus to clear in 1 year. You wanted to go debt-free in a year. Remind us of what the debt was doing to your body and soul.
It was just very stressful. Just being in debt every day was the focal point of my life, really. And it just took over. Was getting panic attacks, just stressed, stressed beyond
anything I've ever known. The wolf at the door, just scratching away.
Yeah, it's like you just couldn't get away. Payday was the most stressful day of the week.
And can you remind us briefly about when you decided that's enough, I need to take this on?
Well, I was actually with my boss. I actually kind of had a breakdown, and my boss kind of told me to step back. And I just kind of sat down and decided, you know what, something has to give. This really has to stop. And I went on YouTube and I was Googling how to get out of debt fast, and found a debt kicking mom who messaged me the other day, by the way.
Really?
I'm gonna say, yeah, I just couldn't believe it. And I just watched, you know, when you watch I was watching videos after videos after videos, and I just started telling myself, look, you can do this. You can try at least. You know,
so you had a year to start cancelling that. What was the biggest, what were the top three, I'm putting on the spot now, Santos, but roughly speaking, the top three money saving game changers?
I would say food.
Yeah.
Meal planning, you know, just plan for the next 7 days ahead. Batch cooking, you know, cooking. Great. If you're going to make spaghetti bolognese, kind of make three.
Yeah.
Another one is having a no spend day. Just go out and do something. You're told that you have to spend money every single day. But if you actually just go, okay, you know what? I'm going to go out and I'm just going to go to the park and have a bit of crack and just try and get back to basics. Just now, like, I'm not saying every day of your life, but one day a week even, one day a month, just do that. And you don't realise it, but you kind of become addicted to them days because they actually are just stress-free.
Yeah, and you're trying to prove it to yourself that it can
be done.
You're
proving it to yourself, and accountability, and cash envelopes. There's loads of things that I did that just really carried me through this last year, you know.
You tagged me on Instagram this week. I was more than delighted to be tagged because I saw a very, very jubilant, joyous, happy face and message. What happened?
So basically, I did my debt-free scream. So for everybody that's like following me, what happens is we're all kind of struggling together to be debt-free. And it's like when somebody becomes debt-free, you have to do a debt-free scream. It's like going to a wedding first, you know?
Yeah.
So I took it very seriously, and I was kind of having a few drinks during the year last year, and I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run into the sea naked because that's like the freedom. But then I scratched that, obviously, because I'm like, can't do that.
But you got into the credit union first before the sea became on the agenda.
Yeah, I did. I walked in and I had shares of like
2,100, yeah.
Yeah. And usually I have that because that's what your insurance on getting the loan.
Yes.
So they're like, you have that. So then we know that if something happens, at least you could pay off that portion. But then I was like, I'm never going to get a loan again. Ever.
Yeah.
Not just a consumer loan anyway. I'm just saving now.
So you went in and you lodged that. And that was...
Yeah, I was like, can you take that off my loan, please? Thank you very much.
And that meant?
That meant I was debt-free.
Congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations. What a moment in your life. Honest to God.
Oh, I'm still buzzing.
How does it feel?
Like relief. Like relief. As in, I feel like I'm like a kid again. Do you know that way?
Sure.
Just just the possibilities, because I couldn't believe I actually did it. Like, I can't believe I actually did it. Because when you're caught up in it, you're chasing. Okay, I'm going to pay this. I'm going to do everything to get this down. And then now it's down. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, I don't owe anybody any money.
And what do you think a debt-free Santas is going to be like? What's your relationship with money in the future going to be like now?
Look, I'm not going to be as tight as I was on myself the last year. I'm going to loosen up a little bit. But I'm going to... I was advised by everybody to just save. Just start saving a little bit ahead. So that's the next thing now, just to have a little nest egg, because it is a one-income family we have. So if something should happen to me, just, you know, that's the reason why you go down to the credit union and you have a credit card. I just want to have an emergency fund built up a little bit. So, you know, I'm not going back, you know, crawling back.
Yeah, that day is done. No. Are you pro or anti takeaways?
I think, like, no, I like a nice curry now, I have to say.
Every so often. Bit of a treat.
Probably, when I feel like it, I don't try and stop myself from having it. Like,
yeah.
You know, I cook from scratch mostly, and sometimes you just want a night off, so yeah. Just get the curry.
Yeah, raucous. You're always a raucous aunt, Santa. So I like your stuff. Hey, congratulations. It's a great news story. I'm delighted for you. And it took some guts and it took some persistence, and you're there. You're at the other side.
I'm there. I'm delighted with myself. Yeah,
you should be. You should be. Is your mother thrilled?
Yeah, she is. She's delighted with her life now. Because she's probably thinking I'm just a grown-up now, you know?
Yeah, at last, it happened.
It happened. Oh, she's shouting.
What'd she say? She said something about a holiday, did she?
Yeah.
What, she wants one, or you're bringing her on one?
She said, you need to go on a holiday
for
me.
Yeah, that's for sure. You should. You treat yourself. And you, I think you got, certainly we got a huge response to your appearance on our show that time.
Yeah, loads. Like, people are starting their debt-free journey now and stuff. And because they just saw, like, somebody just ordinary doing it, they just think, like, they can do it, which is what I did. With watching the deck kicking mom, she was just a teacher or something, so, you know.
Yeah, and you did something really nice, which was you were offered donations and cash and things like that from listeners, and you refused them all.
Yeah, I think I believe in forward things on, so by the time I went on to the show, I was already in a better position in my mind and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was already over the rough of, I was already over the worst. I knew I only had a few more months to go. So all I was thinking was, I had to do it for myself, number one.
Mm.
But then I was like, maybe pass it on to somebody else that are probably at the starting point, you know?
Well, I think people can log on to your Instagram there and to @TheCaribbeanDub. And the journey, as we say, is over in some ways. Is that fair to say? Do you
keep... I'll always help people.
Okay.
I, that's just a, something that I've kind of gotten addicted in, just people, you know, if they ask and if they want help. And there's people that wouldn't like a message or put a message or anything, but they would always, a few months later, or they'd say, oh, do you know, I've been watching you the whole time and this is what I do and this is how I do it. And that's addictive for me, I think, you know.
Mm-hmm. I understand that. Santas, you're brilliant. Congratulations and lots of love to Rosie, to your mum, and we'll see you soon, hopefully.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much for everything, for putting me on this platform and sharing with people.
Absolute pleasure. It's our pleasure to have you in our world. So take care and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Santas. That's Santas O'Garrow, debt-free Santas O'Garrow there, from 15 grand to zero. It's a great story, salutary lesson, and I think helpful. @TheCaribbeanDub is where you go for that.